what do you see differently from this New England defense with the addition of Darrell Revis and Brandon Browner than maybe what you saw the last couple of years?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you know, our team's different, their team's different, but, you know, I think Matt and Bill and the defensive staff there have done a great job, adopting the next man up philosophy. They've lost some, very important cogs and, you know, guys that have plugged in and done a tremendous job. They're eliminating explosive plays. Browner and Revis have, gotten acclimated to the defense and, I thought they played very well in the last couple of outings that they've been out there, and see them improving with each play.
Hey, Coach, speaking of improving, Tom Brady has been on a hot streak the past month. What do you see him doing when you look at the videotape over the past few weeks versus the first three or four games of the season when he was struggling?
Well, I think, again, it's never just one guy. This is a team game. There's a lot of moving parts to, offense, defense, and a kicking game for that matter. So, these teams change a lot year to year and got new pieces to the puzzle. And, it doesn't surprise me whatsoever. I think, it's the ultimate of team games, and I think they're just getting way, way better as a team. And, I can't speak to it as well as you guys can, or obviously people in the Patriot organization, but, I've seen great growth, and that's the secret of this thing, is just to keep improving as the season wears on.
Coach, there's a large sample size of teams that lost the Super Bowl failing to make the playoffs the next season. And one of those, obviously, was with your team in Carolina. And while you haven't clinched anything yet, I'm just wondering what you've been able to attribute your getting rid of that hangover, so to speak, from.
Well, I think, really when you get down to it, the previous season really means nothing. I mean, it's one thing cool about this league, and no different with the 2014 season. Everybody starts 0-0, and you got a clean slate. So, it's just a matter of, attacking the new situation. I liken it to when you're driving the car. I mean, you have a rearview mirror, but you don't want to spend all your time looking at that, because then you're not looking out the windshield and you crash. So, I think we're looking through the windshield and, obviously learning from things in our past, but just trying to learn and grow and get better, from all those experiences.
I'm going to try that again. When your team didn't make the playoffs in after the Super Bowl loss to the Patriots back 10 years ago, what lesson maybe did you learn from that season that you could take forward with you throughout your career and perhaps apply this season?
Really, I think I kind of already answered it. It didn't mean anything, whether it was in Carolina in the season following the 03 season or the 04 Super Bowl. I don't think it had much to do with it. I think we were back in the championship game in 05, a year later than that. So, really, they don't have much to do with it. I think any year you coach, you gain experience, and, all those have been, something that you lean on, whether it was in Carolina or now here with the Broncos.
John, Tom Brady talked here about Peyton and his toughness and his durability today. And then Peyton kind of returned it in kind, talking about Tom and his ability to always kind of be there. Do we kind of look past that sometimes? We talk about football players being tough, but when we're talking about quarterbacks and toughness, is that something kind of gets lost in the wash every so often?
Well, I think, really, to play in the National Football League, you got to be tough. I mean, it's a tough way to earn a living, and, lots made of different stuff. But, in my opinion, they earn every penny. I look back to when, Tom was lost early in one season with a knee injury, and, it's hard. I mean, to go through an ACL, all the rehab, all the stuff you got to do, and I'm sure that's what Tom was alluding to with, Peyton missing a year and having been through it himself. I mean, these guys all, it's grueling work to come back off of a season-ending injury, and, I think same could be said for Tom Brady for sure.
Hey, John, what's the most significant thing you've learned about DeMarcus Ware?
Well, I think, you know, obviously he'd been a very productive player, you know, in this league. And, you know, much like Simping, when you acquire guys like Peyton or Wes or DeMarcus, you know, you see, you know, firsthand what they mean to your locker room, the leadership, and, you know, the type of people you want young NFL players emulating. So we just had another guy here, Champ Bailey, decide to retire, and, you know, spoken on his account, you know, a couple of times in the last couple of days. So, you know, it's not every day you get to, you know, cross paths with great players like that. You know, he definitely is in that category.
But as far as his snap count and how you're managing him, has it been about what you expected, or has that been altered as the season has progressed? I mean, you're playing him more than you thought you would have, or what?
Well, I think, you know, again, when you get a new player, whether it's a young one or a veteran guy, you know, you learn about them, they learn about you. It's all about relationships and, you know, how they respond, what they respond to, and, you know, and in some cases it may be number of reps. I mean, it's just there's a lot of variables that go into it. So I've been very pleased with what he's brought to our team. He was voted the captain, you know, as a first-year player, and yeah, he's been a tremendous addition.
Along those lines, what have Tlaib and Ward meant to your secondary?
Well, I think, you know, they've brought, you know, more team speed, something that we looked at trying to, you know, infuse some team speed, and particularly on defense, and you know, I've been very pleased with their progress. Again, you know, we're still a work in progress, so you know, each outing and each practice, you know, our key mantra here is to improve.
What would it mean to win this game here in Foxborough?
Well, I mean, we have to execute and play well. You know, I think we haven't fared very well. I think it's been since 06 that we've won in Foxborough. And, you know, they do have the longest home win streak in the NFL right now at 13 games. So it's obviously a huge challenge and, you know, one we're excited about.
Hey, Coach, when you look at these games, how important are in-game adjustments when you see teams going on really fast runs? Because a lot of these Patriots Broncos or Patriots Colts games have been marked by significant leads that are then erased.
Well, I think you know, you got two pretty high powered offenses to start with, you know, pretty much with, you know, two of the best field generals in the game today and over the last more than a decade. So, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, obviously, turnovers are a huge part. Right now, the Patriots lead the National Football League in turnover margin at plus 11. And, you know, and I know our four contest there of late, we're minus 7. So, obviously, the turnover battle is a huge component of regardless how you gain points or erase leads, usually have a huge factor in that.
John, what are the advantages of keeping a guy like Aqib on one side of the field as opposed to just having him follow one particular assignment for an entire game?
You know, again, it's this game's about matchups, and you know, sometimes people elect to match people up. Sometimes they stay where they're more comfortable. So I'm not going to get into what we're going to do, but you know, those are a couple options that any team in the league has.
Do you think he is capable of covering, I don't know, let's say like a 6'6", 265-pound tight end?
And again, that's why you play the game. You know, it's that's what makes this thing tick. So, I mean, he's capable of a lot of things. What exactly, I won't get into.
I'll look forward on Sunday.
All right.
John, you mentioned Revis and Browner's ability to limit big plays in this Patriots secondary, but I'm wondering, from what you've seen from this team so far this year, how Devin McCourty has affected the Patriots' ability to defend against big plays.
Well, I think, you know, they're going to be in your face. I mean, they put their corners on your guys and challenge them. And, you know, they mix up whether they're single high or split safety. And they do a great job of disguising that. And, you know, Bill's been doing this and that for some time. And they got good people doing it. You know, you go out and get a guy like Browner, a very veteran guy. Obviously, Revis, very, very, very capable guy. There's some young guys that are doing a good job. The safeties, you know, are tackling well. So, you know, they've done a great job of limiting explosive plays, and we know it's going to be a huge challenge.
Coach, you mentioned Tlaib and Ward and their speed. Was that a result of having lost to Seattle in the Super Bowl and seeing the speed they have that led you to go out and try to get faster?
I don't know. I mean, it's not my first rodeo. I mean, this is about a quarter of a century for me in the NFL. So there's always been a, a market for team speed. So, you know, we just every year, like I think most teams in the league, try to improve your roster, improve your football team. So I think that's a challenge every year.